Welcome back to Instant Anime.
Just Time Music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Thanks for joining us. First time listening to the show, this is the podcast where Sarah and I listen to a song and then make an anime for it. Mm-hmm. So what we've done today is listen to the song TikTok by Honest, and that is TikTok like the app and Honest like Honey Street.
Yep, but one word.
But one word, all caps. So we've listened to that song TikTok by Honest. We recommend you do so.
Or Honeyest.
Or Honeyest. Maybe they're the honeyest group. They're sweet like honey.
Probably not.
Or they're honest.
They're probably honest.
I swear it's honest. I could be wrong.
I think you're right. Anyway, but
call us out, honest honey stands.
Ooh.
Get clap back.
From the
if
hive.
If you dare. No. Please don't do that. I'm scared. We listen to it. We recommend you do it. We've included a link in the podcast description for you to do so, but you can also search it up on your favorite search engine or, you know, I don't know, YouTube or something. I don't know. Look for it there. But that's how we got the vibe for the show, which is sort of what we do here.
Yep.
So we listened to the song. We took 5 minutes separately, which makes it instant to write our own anime ideas. And we're like, this is the theme song. TikTok? Here it is. 5 minutes. Then we come together on the show, share them individually, and then combine them into a mega anime. Which is when we take stuff, remove stuff, combine stuff, and it becomes one big mecha thing. Like a mecha, like a mega, like a super duper anime. Yeah. And it's the title of the episode, so you sort of get a little sneak peek
how this whole
deal ends up. But here we are now at the idea sharing phase before we, combine them. We're at the part where they're not combined.
Yep. So we're going to have Jimmy start us off here.
I'm going to do it now with my idea for TikTok Honest. Again, go listen to it if you have the time. Otherwise, don't. And we'll talk more later about how you can suggest songs.
On the clock.
This was not a suggestion, but maybe it was. Maybe it could be.
Stay tuned.
Maybe the next
for more promotion.
Maybe the next Honey Street song could be a suggestion. Who knows?
Honey Street.
Either way,
so dead.
Here's my idea. The daredevil in the friend group always tries to include everyone in their death-defying stunts.
Zoinks.
You know, like, come on, record it, set up the ramp, help me out here. During grade school, everyone said that they'd eventually get over these bike jumps and other stunts, you know, a bit high dive, all the good stuff. But now, as everyone goes off to college, this daredevil is still looking for the next dangerous stunt. Their friends still support them, but now everyone really does believe it's no longer just a phase. This daredevil really will just live the rest of their life looking for the greatest stunt. So, of course, when a large mining facility is flooded and a huge jump over a giant pool of water is found, of course the daredevil jumps it, flawlessly. The stunts get more dangerous to pull off, and even more exhilarating for the daredevil.
Oh, no.
Will they meet their match with a trick too dangerous to pull off, or will they go down in history as the best stunt driver of all time? Or bike, or, you know,
whatever
sort
they drive.
Of thing.
Yeah.
And that's my idea.
Wow.
Just following this cool stunt person and their supportive friend group.
That's hardcore.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Okay.
So I got really big, like, bike jump vibes. I don't know why.
I could see that. That I'll...
With, like, slow-mo, like...
Get slow-mo guys involved.
For animating.
I get that. That's not where mine went, but now that you say it, like, I totally can picture it.
I don't...
And for you at home,
it had a vibe.
Hopefully, you listened to the song and also could
maybe
see.
You got a different vibe.
Yeah, but that's
visualize
not the fun.
It with your mind's eye. Do you
that's
see
what we
things?
Do.
A lemon. Can you actually see things, or do you just?
That's a different podcast. That's something that's happened in our personal lives, where we've discovered whether or not we can close our eyes and visualize a lemon upon command.
Not just a lemon, but as an example, yes.
That was the example in the video that we watched that tried to, like, instruct us how to summon something.
It's still a very confusing concept because it is a part of the brain.
Yeah.
And so when you're trying to think of something...
In any case...
Don't worry about it.
That's not what this is. This is about bike jumps.
Imagination.
Yeah. Cool.
That's my idea.
I totally get it.
Thank you. It had like a sort of, I don't know, Disney Channel-ish vibe to me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just destroy all that for you. All right, shall I share?
Let's hear it.
All right. Ahem. Happy summer. Time to buy a stupid expensive square watermelon from the number one shaped watermelon grower in the world.
Dumb watermelon, perfect.
I mean, the watermelon is not dumb, it's just stupid expensive. The members of the family take great pride in their multi-generational family business, except for one, that is. Meet our protagonist, a typical teenager who finds nothing funnier than butts, dicks, and boobs. As an overprivileged and underachieving smartass, our teen begins to grow funny, in quotes, shaped watermelons. It's all good until pictures end up online and blow up quickly. How will our awkward, shy, online teen deal with their newfound infamy?
I see. They're the made a dick watermelon person.
Yep.
Viral TikTok.
That's pretty much it. They, you know, they talk a big game online, but when it comes down to it, they're like, oh shit, I am so screwed.
It's funny that you had like a you know, like an online thing for a song titled TikTok. It's kind of funny.
I didn't even... That Pinstagram, it'll get you anywhere.
And that's the thing, another peek behind the curtain. I don't tell Sarah... Well, actually, I don't know it either, because I have music thing.
The player minimized. We don't see titles, so is what Jimmy's trying to say.
We try to get our ideas with as little
outside influence as possible.
But,
so, yeah.
That's pretty funny. They're just... How the hell are we going to combine dick butt... watermelon, daredevil, hotshot.
That's a great question, because they are really different.
So I feel like there is an aspect of mine that is enhanced by having it sort of be online. You know, like it's their online persona to be this alternative person who is
Who's a daredevil, who's
making
ego.
Watermelon bullshit, all that kind of shit. So, like, that core idea, I feel like, fits together with our ideas.
The online persona is talking a lot bigger than the actual person.
Yeah, where... Yeah, it could add a layer of depth to my Daredevil character, where they, in person, are very nice and personable and...
Like, kind of quiet.
Yes, but then their online Daredevil persona is, like, jumps and flames
and... turn it on and... Yeah. So when those two collide, when they're... anonymity of their online persona is found out in real life, then they have to reckon with that.
Yes, because their friends, again, a part of mine is their friends are very supportive of them, but maybe they also weren't supportive of the whole daredevil, you know, side of it. Like yours, I don't think anyone wanted this child to be making the dick butt watermelons.
Well, no, they just did it for fun, for their friends, to make them laugh.
There you go. And I feel like that's an aspect. Teen. See, we're getting layers to my Daredevil character. If they're doing it not for the thrill anymore, it is for their friends. It is for like a social aspect.
Okay, so you want it to be in addition to online, they have a friend group that they're really boisterous with, and it's just outside of the group or outside of their online persona. They are much more reserved, polite.
No. Like,
oh, okay.
I think they build this daredevil persona and, like, share it with the group, but not as themselves. So, like, the friend group doesn't know that it's them, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, dang. Okay.
But that would be more like yours, maybe? It depends. That doesn't work as well. In your watermelon dick butt, were there people helping... Or was it just a single, like, one-off? Like,
I mean...
I made a vine of watermelon dick butt.
I wasn't even thinking that. I was thinking more in terms of... Sorry to, like, drop some social media, but, like, a Snapchat. Where it was, like, not supposed to be permanent. Sent it to, like, one person. They screenshotted it and sent it to, like, 50, and it just blew up.
Gotcha.
Like, they didn't mean for this to happen.
It hit an influencer's account somehow.
Yeah. It was supposed to just be, like, a joke. It's under, like, a black light. There's, like, a weird poster behind it in their... like dark room.
So I think that yes, your first comment about the friend group knowing, and no one outside of that friend group knows that the daredevil person is actually this like calm, collected.
Especially
person.
If the family is really like high profile and they have to, you know, fit the bill. They can't be not alternative, but you know, they can't be strange. They can't be daredevil-y. They need to want to go into the family business. Yeah, it's like a business. And, yeah. You know, you're being, you're, as I said, overprivileged and underachieving.
So, but the business in yours was shaped watermelons. Shaped
watermelons, yeah. Always it could be thing. Other fruits yes, and vegetables, yes, yes. But shaped, I gotcha. Shaped things.
I like the idea that there is... Again, to continue yours, the farming family having this sort of rogue agent wanting to do bike stunts and, you know, mm-hmm. not the farming aspect is fun. Mm-hmm. And so we could keep the square watermelon thing in the Daredevil part.
Yeah.
If that works for you.
Yeah. I'm a little sad to see my inappropriate watermelon shapes go.
Maybe they show up. But not by our character. It's just sort of like a... Ooh, that would be the funny thing. It's like a cameo of your show in it where there's like a wanted poster of like a...
Oh, gosh.
Of like a person holding the dick butt watermelon. It's like, find this nefarious ne'er-do-well.
Oh, no.
Stole our watermelon crafting designs and used them for dick butt.
I have an idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
This might be a little too zany, but perhaps...
Too zany?
Just hear me out. Let me get it out there.
Too zany.
So we've already established that the Daredevil character has this boisterous persona, and perhaps, to go back to mine, they didn't mean for one of their like weird stunts to go viral.
Right.
If you're cool with that.
Yeah.
So they turn to their cousin, who's also in the watermelon business. What do I do? I know you have like an online presence. Like, what do I do? And they're like, oh, I guess I haven't told you. My online presence isn't as cool as they think. I grow dick-shaped watermelons. So maybe it's like a family friend, or not family friend, but like
just
a
sort of recurring character that shows up sometimes like, to reinforce like a positive.
I wanted help from you. And they're like, no, I can totally help you. You don't have to grow boobs. Like, it's fine. You don't need to not grow boobs. You don't need to grow boob-shaped watermelons.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's just what I do in my spare time. But like...
That'd be funny.
That's my secret account. That's my Finsta. My Finstagram. And, you know, if you actually need to be legit... I can help you with that. So they go to this character that's just perhaps more like mine, where they have the black lights and they're just a little strange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just like to grow weird fruit shapes, you know? And maybe once the Daredevil like kind of kicks off, they grow like a bike shaped thing or like a ramp or something. Like they grow a shape for them.
When I was talking about like incorporating the watermelon thing, I was like, they make a watermelon ramp. Like,
yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're cool with that, there's a side character that's like a cousin or somebody who's in the watermelon business family.
Let's put them in there. It's really funny.
And they're just real strange.
Yeah.
They're a good person, but they're really strange.
They're kind of like the weird uncle, but like not...
But same age.
Not like the problematic weird uncle, just like, yes. Yeah.
I mean... It's debatable.
It's problematic in its own way, but not in a...
When you're 15, it's different than when you're older.
It's still funny to me. I mean, booby watermelon.
I know, but you're not actually making them selling pictures, all that kind of weird stuff. Because this cousin is
That's like profiting off of this weird
like,
sort of
underground
like watermelon
is
porn
sending,
industry.
You know, they're like making weird shapes and...
Yeah. But see, that could be the thing is it's... shaping these sort of fringe hobbies into something positive.
So maybe it started as like more of an Etsy vibe where it's like, I'll shape whatever you want. And then all the people are like, make a dick.
Exactly. So it's like, it starts as this sort of more wholesome thing and then is warped by money.
That makes
money.
More sense because this Daredevil person would know them for their wholesome, like sculptural
exactly,
kind of growing.
Yes.
And then they go to like their room and they open up like a closet and there's like a grow light and they're like, yeah, these are the big ticket items as I do these things.
I like that.
I do too.
I like that a lot. And it also could be the wholesome...
It's a small part, but it makes me
the
happy.
Wholesome side where the daredevilishness comes into is they do it for charity. They weren't because mm-hmm. they didn't want it to be known. But then like the flip side is they get extremely popular and then they don't know what to do with it. And then someone's like the watermelon person's just like, oh, just like sell tickets and donate them to, like, charity.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, that's really obvious, but it's, like, this crisis that they're having. Like, I don't know what to do with all...
I love the idea that the, like, cousin with the artistic shaping,
yeah,
like, that's what they do, is they grow these crazy things and, like, auction them off at galas, because that's what the family does. Totally, they're, like, that echelon. So, and then in the back room, they're growing, like, weird shit.
County fair sort of grading system,
Just, they're, like, a really good botanist, I guess you would say. Yeah. And so... they grew up with it.
The watermelon thumb.
They're doing artisanal bespoke shapes, selling to really high prices, and then also just like some weird stuff that they think's funny.
This is fun, yeah, because there is that sort of, you know, flip side. There's like the outward facing who you want to be known as, and then
who
there's
you
like
have to be known as in a family that's really
the
well
strict sort
known
of
and,
well-known thing. Yeah. But then there's the oops, this ended up online. This is how.
How can we spin this?
Yeah,
the family PR department. Needs
this is
to
who
fix
I
things.
Am now, sort mm-hmm. of thing. I like that. It makes it sort of like personable and fun because there is like so much stuff online and people willingly put so much stuff online, or even, you know, people are recorded and that could be an aspect of it too. Is,
I
know,
think that would make more sense, is that someone saw our Daredevil character doing something. If they were going to share something, it would be with their friends.
Exactly.
But somebody else.
Yeah. So like,
it and, like
an external force kicks off this whole sort of internet fame weirdness that the show is like,
and then
propels
the
show.
Family's upset because this isn't acceptable for the family image, and then they're like, why can't you be more like your cousin who grows artisanal things? And they're like, okay, cousin, help. And they're like,
oh, that could
I
be
grow
a fun thing
boobs.
They don't that's
I gotta
the thing
stop
is
saying I grow boobs.
they all think that this cousin is this
yes
shining example, but they live
pinnacle
somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
So they take the train, they take a plane, whatever. They go to this other place where the cousin is.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cousin's like, oh, just fucking
like,
look, man. You gotta do what you
I
gotta
do.
Yeah,
I do that, but also, like, how funny is this?
Yeah, and that's like, the big, like, wow moment of just sort of, like, if it's out of your hands and you can turn it into something positive, then you gotta do it. And then
and that's when our Daredevil, our main Daredevil character, is like, okay, then let's do this. Let's make the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
I don't know if a mine is the right vibe.
No,
for,
not anymore, but...
but I... something...
yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't need to
really
figure it
big
out now, but you get it. It's the big canyon jump from The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
You get it. Simpsons did it.
Something about they're jumping, like, the watermelon farm, or, like,
yeah,
100 watermelon
fun
pyramid.
It's fun.
Like
it
that
makes sense.
I don't know how much of this is a show. If it's a season, it's pretty short, or it's like a one.
It's a short season. It's a one-off. We know they do it.
It's like a little bit more than a movie, but not a whole lot more than a movie.
No, no, no. I think it's a show because the episode where they go to the cousins is like an episode that like is mid-season, and then like the rest of this show is sort of like the reconciling with the weirdness that happened in the first part. I don't know, it's fun.
Yeah.
Because but there is like a stressful part where they're like,
oh yeah,
sort of down in the dumps about their family being on them, and then like the internet being the internet towards them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like and that. There's gonna be a bit of a hunt for like, who is this person?
Mm-hmm.
I just caught them on video from like, you know, over a fence, but like, who is it?
The news comes after them, you know, it's a viral sensation.
It's the first time this has happened since the equivalent of the biking Tony Hawk has done something.
It's the equivalent of balloon. What was it? The kid in the weather balloon?
Oh, okay.
I don't know, like that.
Like Evel Knievel.
Was it a hoax? Did someone really do it? Oh, the internet's blowing up.
Who's to say?
You know?
But yeah, I think that there's that stress of like, oh no, someone caught me. Oh no, the family's gonna find out. Like, how can I fix this?
It does one of those really fun animation pulls, like onto the character's face, where the background just like,
yeah, where your like heart skips a beat and the world stops for just a little bit.
I love that.
Like, oh,
because you can do that in camera, but when they do it in animation, it's very impressive and fun to do.
Yeah, we'll task whomever with that one.
Yeah,
not me.
Whatever that's called.
I know what you mean. Where Yeah, the background, like, moves at a different kind of...
So it disorients you, and you're just kind of like, what?
It's that quick zoom into the face.
They do that a lot in anime, too. They
distort
the background for effect. Yeah. Just good shit.
But I think that all sounds really solid, and then... Agreed. Yeah, they just say, okay, well, you know, this Cherry is jump. Part of me, and I can make it related to such and such, and cousin's gonna build... grow whatever thing and it'll be our new bit, and then we can do one of the like jump forward credit things at the end where we show our teenager Daredevil is older and now does like all this crazy stuff, tightrope walking and all of these things for great causes,
of course,
and
then they open happy.
I don't know, some sort of like school for like children that want to be in the circus or something.
Sure. Circus I'll watermelon show
you,
children.
I'll show you how to be a... Oh, they juggle watermelon. Yeah, that's got to be in there.
There you go. On a unicycle.
Yeah, yeah.
Done and done.
The unicycle is also made out of watermelon.
It's made of a little big watermelon. It's kind of hard to ride.
That's okay.
Unless it's shaped to be perfectly cylindrical.
Yep.
Cylindrical. I'm it's losing well balanced. It. I'm losing the thread.
We're too excited about it.
I think we've done it, though.
I think so. It's real weird, but I feel like that's what it needs to be. It's fun.
It is really weird, and I think we're coming up.
And I think the cousins should be just old enough to live on their own. So, like, that's the main character wants to look up to them, but then they see what they're doing. They're like, maybe you're not a good role model.
It's the trope where the anime character is young and in school, and you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, but they live alone in this sort of big-ass apartment-style, like, house. And you're like, wait, what? And they're like, I feed myself, and my parents don't live here, and I live here with my sister, and that's it. And she's four.
I was picturing, like, a younger sister, I can't lie.
Why not?
So.
Throw them in there. The tropes keep coming.
But I love the thought of our Daredevil, you know, it starts with them, like, climbing trees, and we see that. And, oh my gosh, they climb higher in the tree than anybody else, and swinging on swings. Oh my gosh, they jump really far, like all of the things up to finding their thing,
but it's always,
which is like bikes.
Yeah, it's always just like a fun
kind of thing.
Friend thing. They're not like doing it alone.
No, it's always with their friends, but they're always the one that's like, I'm going to do a little bit more.
And all their friends are really supportive of it because they're like, they are not like this at school.
Yeah, because when it's outside of this thing, outside of the friend group, they don't have the same confidence. They're not supposed to, like, stand out. They're supposed to fit in because the family. And they are the square of the watermelon. They must fit inside that mold.
That'd be a fun pin.
It would.
But, like, a cubed watermelon.
Yeah.
I feel like that one artist you follow already had, like...
I think so.
With the boba. And
yeah, I think so.
Pop art sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Square water. But, like, a cubed.
Yeah.
It'd be a good pin.
Mm-hmm. It would. Make
that. It's already made. Find that and buy
it. Go find it. It's and good. Enjoy it.
Okay, let's do title then, yeah?
Yeah, it's oddly wholesome how this has turned out.
I really like how it turned out. Because your idea 100% was going to be dick butt watermelons.
Yeah.
And I turned it, and mine didn't have a wholesome edge to it.
Not especially.
It was just
kind of
like, rock on, big old jumps, baby.
Flames.
But we turned it around.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the obvious linkage between the, like...
It's interesting that we had such drastically different things, but our characters had so much in similar. That's not how you say that.
In common.
Thank you.
Yes.
So agreed. Much the same.
Yes. Okay, title words will be...
Yes.
Farm. No.
Farm?
Like a watermelon.
I mean, we could do, like, plant. Or farm. Farm plant.
Internet.
Stunt, internet farm plant.
Internet word, stunt word? Or like
kind
plant
of,
word, stunt
how,
word?
How important are the watermelons to you?
Whatever.
Because I feel like stunts and like melons.
Melon stunts?
Melon stunts.
All right, there's the title.
Ship it.
What do you mean melon stunts? A melon word and a stunt word?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
What else could I mean?
Perfect. All right, you want to do a melon word first or a stunt word first?
I'll start with the melon.
Oh, I'll do a stunt word. 3, 2, 1, fly.
Mold.
Moldy.
No, like a mold.
Mold.
The melon
molded.
Grows into
all
the
right,
square
switcheroo,
shaped mold.
Switcheroo, 3, 2, 1, slice.
Adrenaline.
Adrenaline slice.
I like slice.
Slice.
Don't shrug.
You get it. I had other words. Juice and jump.
Nice.
I like slice, though.
Yeah, I was thinking shaping, because there's a lot of, like, obviously they're manipulating the melons.
You. That's why you had mold.
Yeah, we've got that. We have the, you know, children that they're forcing into these.
And you chose mold over shaping as your title word.
Yeah. You always give me crap for ing words, so it's my second string.
Mold.
A mold. You know, you fit the mold.
Does it have a U in it, or is it the same spelling?
You think I know?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe you knew.
Because one is gross and the other is just like
mold.
Jello.
Does it have a U? Either way.
I put a U when I wrote it down, but it doesn't mean much.
Mold.
Mild.
Slice. Because like the last slice title we've done was like slice of life, or, you know, like easy peasy.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, you're getting a slice of these people's lives.
Sure.
But also watermelon slice.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do that when we did a different fruit one?
I think we may have.
With our previous watermelon idea?
We may have.
No.
Okay, I've got a very anime.
Mm-hmm.
It may not translate to you, but in my head it sounds good. Mr. Daring Watermelon.
Because
It's like Daredevil, but like the watermelon in the family. And
it's
that's
fun.
Like what they would dub the Daredevil person. I guess it doesn't have to be Mr., but that's just...
The Daring Watermelon or Mr. Daring? I'd be fine with Mr. Daring Watermelon.
I'm not gonna lie. No offense to any teenage boys, but in my mind, they're the ones that predominantly are laughing at butts. You're laughing right now, so I feel like, yeah, I picture.
And I am a teenage boy, so.
At heart, yes, you are.
Teenage boy for life.
For life. Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do that.
Do you like Mr. Daring Watermelon? 100%
anime vibe.
It really is.
Mr. Daring Watermelon is it.
I'm going to...
It's cute.
Like we do sometimes. I'm going to add in a little something.
Okay.
When they are secretly filmed, their helmet is like painted watermelon.
Oh, 100%.
Because...
Oh, 1,000%.
So when the person like secretly films this guy doing his crazy jumps, it's like, oh my gosh, look at this daring watermelon. And they're like, you need to respect him. Mr. Daring Watermelon.
Yes,
and that's 100%. How it grows.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
And, like, the title splats onto it with, like, the seeds.
Okay. I was picturing a slice still, but I like the seeds.
It's drippy.
It's way
watermelon.
More flamey.
Yeah. Mr. Daring Watermelon.
That was my sound of it spreading out.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sound of a watermelon.
Okay. That's it, though. That it's cute, and it gets... I get it.
I like the idea of when they're trying to find the person.
And fuck if I can't think of a different title. So
it's anime.
You got it.
It's all I got.
Kind of fits the criteria. For
kind of fits the idea. It sounds like an anime.
Who do you want to be in Mr. Daring Watermelon?
The more you say this title, the more
I love it. Saying it again.
It's so cute.
It's grown on me as a watermelon grows off a vine and into the shape of a boob.
Just one boob.
I mean, isn't that true of all?
Yeah. I also was thinking, like, what if they made a perfectly spherical watermelon?
Spherical watermelon.
Like, perfectly, though. Not because...
Yeah, like in Mario.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
Yeah. They're, like, generally the right size, but spherical. How radical would that be?
Well, that's what they use for the unicycle.
Exactly.
Durr.
Because that's the strongest. Don't durr me. I thought ahead of this. Structurally sound. Who do I want to be?
Yeah, yes.
Who do you want to be?
7 minutes ago.
Because I'm not sure yet.
Thanks for throwing it back on me. I'd be like a reporter. I'd be like, we're on the scene talking about, what is behind me? A watermelon, I guess. Oh, he's doing a jump.
Oh my God. Did you guys get that?
Did you guys get that? I'm recording.
Are we filming? Are we rolling? Filming?
There we go.
Cool. So you're set. Easy. If that's the case, then obviously I will have to be a bystander that is interviewed.
Oh yeah. I've known. I watched them set it up.
Oh yeah, I know this family. I've been here a while. It's their kid.
Go back home, Myrtle.
It's the watermelon child.
It's the kid. They come out of the forest.
No, they don't. Don't tell him that. I'm on TV.
I'm on TV. I gotta make it a story.
But yeah.
Okay,
I'll be a bystander.
I'm in it. We're in it.
We're in Mr. Daring Watermelon.
Lee Pace is the dad of the watermelon family.
I'm picturing a really, like, upset.
Yeah, he's mad.
Like, you're not good enough for this family kind of thing.
He can do that.
I know, but I don't want him to. I know you don't want him to.
He's so good, he'll do it.
Yeah, he will.
Do it, damn it. Okay, that's...
Lee Pace, you can choose your spouse.
Yeah.
You can choose the other parent involved in Mr. Daring Watermelon's upbringing.
Or single parent, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, up to you,
doesn't
man.
Doesn't matter. Oh, we did write the other character, though. That's kind of awkward. That's
the
show.
Oh, the cousin.
No, I'm not thinking of it. All right. Anyway. I cast Lee Pace, and that's it.
That's all we do.
That's all I do now. I've simplified.
We haven't cast Prozity in a while.
Prozity
is the cousin, yes, the weird cousin.
That's true.
Sorry.
But see, we took a break from watching his videos, and then we binged him eating many snacks,
caviar,
and doing
chips,
all the anime opening and ending videos,
very
which
entertaining.
We recommend highly if you want to
be
very confused.
We could not do that.
I got one.
Let it be clear, you did get one. That was good.
I got one.
As much as we claim to be anime podcasters...
I got one before them.
That's true. You did. It was
and
great.
I'm going to claim that, and no one will believe me.
I will, because I'll vouch for you. I was there. I don't know if you watched that video before without me, though.
I think it had come out that day. Either way.
I don't doubt you.
I've simplified the formula. We're almost at 200 episodes. I've dumbed it down.
Lovely.
Because we used to be like, who's an actor we can think of? You know who an actor is who always we can think of?
Lee Pace.
He's in everything.
Yeah.
He's the only
if
account.
If we have our way.
He's the only follower. No.
If only.
Senpai.
Okay, continue.
That's the show.
Yep.
Instant anime.
Just add music.
I'm Jimmy.
And Lee Pace. I'm Sarah.
Lee Pace is here?
No, I'm just saying. That's the tag. Just add music.
And Lee Pace, yes. If we...
We shouldn't.
If we had more room...
Yeah.
And didn't want to get completely copyright, you know, like, the lawyers on our asses.
Don't want to upset him.
No, no.
We are admirers.
No.
Don't want to
get
on anybody's bad side, so... That's not part of the
That's
title.
That's the show, Instant Anime.
Just that music.
We...
That's Jimmy and me, Sarah.
Are done. And we're going to talk about the end stuff now.
The real fun stuff.
Which is just because the show's over and we finished Mr. Daring Watermelon and we're on to Twitter and stuff like that. So our Twitter is at Instant Anime Pod, where we occasionally post GIFs teasing upcoming episodes when we remember to use Twitter. Other than that, it has a pinned tweet for our song suggestion form, where if you want your song to be like TikTok by Honest, if someone suggested it, we would have thanked them many times.
But it was us, so thanks us.
Thanks us.
Someone's got to keep the podcast going.
I don't know when this was added to our little suggestion playlist, but it's been in there, and now it's on here. But now it's on the official Spotify playlist, which Sarah will talk about in addition to our website.
Right now. Yeah. So the website mentioned is instantannie.may. It is where we host. It is our one thing besides Twitter that we've got going. I almost said going for us, but we have a lot going for us.
A lot more than just two darn links.
Yeah, because we have that suggestion form, which is also the pinned tweet.
That's
you
one
can
more
also
link.
Find it at suggest.instantannie.may.
Fancy.
And that's how you can, as anonymous as you would like, give us a suggestion that we can turn into an anime, which is really exciting.
You know how I would go absolutely bonkers.
What?
Someone could fake it now that I've put it out there.
Uh-oh.
But they suggest a song, and then they say it's Lee Pace. I would die. Someone's going to fake it now. It's going to be Daniel.
You've broken my heart, because
But
now
wouldn't
it's
that
be
amazing? And there's like a personalized message with it.
And it'd be like, hi, I'm Lee Pace, it's totally me, haha. Not lying.
And it proves it's like an image with Lee Pace and like a...
Because you can totally put images into that.
Can you?
No, you have to enable it.
Darn it.
It's not...
Not an image, like a link.
Don't give anybody any ideas.
Oh no, I'm gonna get viruses. Please don't.
No.
It's okay, no one listens.
Just edit this part out.
Yeah, don't listen.
Don't listen. So the suggestion form is one thing, if you'd like to suggest
Do
a song.
Listen, just don't listen.
Otherwise, don't listen.
I'm not editing out. That's too much.
Edit it We have podcatchers in our sidebar. We have a shop. We've got the Spotify playlist that Jimmy mentioned, that he mentioned I was going to mention. Yeah. I'm mentioning now. And now
here it is.
It's a list of all the songs that are available on Spotify. That's the little asterisk there. All of the songs that we've used for episodes. So this one, assuming that it is available on Spotify, will be added to that list.
For now, it is. So you can, as of recording,
go listen to those bangers, because there's nearly 200 of them at this point.
Yikes.
That's a solid day's listen right there. Maybe a weekend even.
That's too many.
Not good at math, but it's a lot of songs.
It's a great amount of songs.
They're all related to our show because we have an episode about them, which is real cool.
Yeah.
We also are just available on Spotify, and I think that's linked in the sidebar.
Yeah, the podcast.
That's pretty much it, I think.
That's totally it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have the time to rate or review on the podcatcher you're listening to, you know, like a little iTunes, a little Google, a little Spreaker. I don't know. There's a lot out there.
I was just going to say Spotify.
Spotify doesn't have rating system.
That's what my follow-up question was going to be. Isn't there a blueberry or something?
Blueberry, raspberry, pies.
Isn't that an operating system?
The podcast app on Android, probably. Either way.
Really going.
If you have the time to leave a review, that's just how podcasts work, you know? People plug it all the time. And we do it at the end so you can skip it. And, oh no, they're gone.
We rarely say anything
of note. No, if you've listened to the podcast before, you know we're going to fucking
You probably chill. Have stopped listening as soon as we say, this has been Instant Anime. So,
and you looked at the title, and then you got the song, you listened to the song, you vibe to it, and then you just stop listening. To be fair, that sounds like a pretty pleasant experience.
That would be kind of fun, actually. If you had the title, you listened to the song, and then you just, like, filled in what you thought our combined idea was.
And then just didn't listen to it at all.
Maybe listen to it after.
Oh, you wouldn't have to listen to it at all, because we link it in the description. Either way, thank you for listening. Bye!